The coalition has proposed changes to Australia's race hate law, 18C, on Harmony Day. Today, Malcolm Turnbull flagged his decision to change the law and replace the words insult, offend, and humiliate with the word harass. The government will also overhaul the way the Human Rights Commission handles complaints under the Act, inserting a reasonable person test and giving the commission more power to knock back vexatious claims at an earlier stage. The Prime Minister rejects the claims his party is seeking to water down Australia's racial hate laws, but the ALP says the changes are more likely to incite racist speech than curb it. Miles Holbrook-Walk has more.
Today, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Senator George Brandis announced the government's proposed changes to Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. The changes include removing the words insult, offend, and humiliate, and replacing those words with the term harass.
People have said, oh, well, you know, there are court cases that say it only means really serious insults. Well, isn't it better that laws actually say what they mean? Isn't it better that laws are clear? Isn't it better when you're dealing with freedom of speech and you're dealing with protecting people from racial vilification that the law is clear and in language people can understand? And that's what we're doing.
While the changes have been welcomed by Conservative members of the Liberal Party, they don't appear to have the support of the entire party room. Here's Liberal junior frontbencher Craig Launday speaking to the ABC this morning.
So if the changes are made that would ensure that was more likely to happen, you would argue that's enough? So you would argue against changing the words, removing the words offend and insult?
Yes.
And if the majority in your party room is arguing for removing offend and insult and replacing it with harass or of some, how strongly will you argue against that?
I'll argue in the party room if that is the position, but if that is what comes into the party room, I will stand up and, as I've done for 4 years, fight for the people of Reed.
The government's catalyst to change the law was due to two infamous cases brought forward, one involving three QUT students and another featuring recently deceased cartoonist Bill Leake. However, Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says a watering down of these laws will lead to more racial abuse.
What type of racist hate speech does he want screamed in the street? What kind of racist hate speech does he want published on Facebook or on Twitter? What kind of racist hate speech does he want to hear children exposed to in schools or people with dark skins walking in the street exposed to? That's the question he won't answer. He can't answer the question about what successful claim shows that the law needs to be changed. He can't answer any questions about it. He's talking nonsense in suggesting that this law is a strengthening of protections. It's not. It is a weakening of protection against racist hate speech. It is a moving of the line that we have drawn against racist hate speech for more than 20 years in the wrong direction, and he's done it on Harmony Day.
Despite the Shadow Attorney General's claims, Crossbench Senator David Lionhelm believes 18C is a limitation on free speech.
Removing insult, offend, and I would like to see humiliate also. It's a very subjective feeling removed from the law. Intimidate is also in this section 18C, but it's already covered by other legislation, so it's irrelevant. So therefore, 18C could be repealed. But harass has a more definite legal meaning. It's also less subjective. It's less about feelings. It's more able to be determined by an independent person looking at it from the basis of facts.
Senator Lionhelm thinks that while supporting the proposed changes to 18C would be worthwhile, it's his opinion that the Racial Discrimination Act should be repealed entirely.
My preferred position is to repeal 18C entirely. I don't think the government needs to involve itself in protecting hurt feelings. But I don't believe the perfect should be the enemy of the good.
But will these changes even pass? The government is relying on the key crossbench votes from the Nick Xenophon team, who claim they will only support parts of the legislation. Nick Xenophon claims that his team will not be voting in favour to remove the words insult, offend, or humiliate.
We do not support changes to the definition in 18C. We say the definition should stay as it is. That is something that has a broad consensus from various groups of religious and ethnic groups around the country.
So what would the changes actually entail? Professor of Politics and Public Policy at the University of Queensland, Catherine Gelber, believes the changes could be a watering down of the Racial Discrimination Act.
So either the term harass will also amount to a profound and serious harm, in which case there's absolutely no point in doing it because it'll have absolutely no impact on the way the law works, or the insertion of the word harass will mean that conduct has to be worse It has to be more egregious to be able to be actionable. And if that's the case, then they have definitely watered down the racial hatred laws.
The bill is set to be introduced to the Senate by Attorney General George Brandis. However, coalition party moderates are warning that the pursuit of this issue could cost the government politically marginal seats. Nick Xenophon believes Malcolm Turnbull is leading a divided party room on this issue.
I think this has been a very difficult issue for the Liberal Party. It's an issue that I think some in the Liberal Party would wish would go away, but I understand that there are passionate views amongst some in the Liberal Party, both deeply conservative elements but also libertarian elements, who say that we shouldn't have these laws. But these laws, I think, are essential to a cohesive society.
That was Senator Nick Xenophon, ending that report by Miles Holbrook-Walk.